Yeah, I needed a blow. Had to get some water and get your hair back after the dancing.
They never really recovered after the dance. Now, had it have been song and dance,
oh man,
that's another story.
Oh,
you know,
I watched
Dancing with the Stars last week. I don't normally watch it. They put a lot into those numbers.
They just put the Browns defense out there.
Kenny, it takes 40 hours a week to get them ready for Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. How long do you think it took them to get that dance together?
I don't know. We'll find out when Craig Newsome is on Dancing with the Stars in the next season. If you don't get a member of that Browns defense on Dancing with the Stars, you fire your agents. If any of you guys can't get on Dancing with the Stars, your agents need to go.
Well, the whole ensemble.
How
you need them all.
Yes. You see, that would be a special episode. Not only do you dance with the partner, you make the partner part of the defensive dance, and then away you guys go. People are throwing flags in the background. Make it part of the show. It's great. I'm getting troll tweets now. Sean wants me to comment. Everybody's making jokes about Deshaun's outfit. I don't know. That's the least of my worries. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The quarterback looks like the lead singer of New Radicals. That's the only thing I could come up with. That's about the only thing I saw. I got much bigger problems here, guys. I got much bigger problems than what the hell he's wearing to the press conference. All I got.
He looks like he's in velour pajamas. And he's got a bucket hat. He's got the Nathan Zagura bucket hat.
Whatever. They were a one-hit wonder, the New Radicals, and maybe his was just one season in 2020, and that's it. 216-474-0092. Guys, it's week three. I'm at my wits here. And it's not where I'm just exhausted to the point of just, I can't take anymore. No. I'm starting to just see the clarity of it. And the clarity of it is that they ain't that great. They ain't that great. And they're not going to be that great. And because of what you invested in, they are supposed to be great. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, everything's on the table. And by the way, everybody should be blamed for this. Cedric Tillman dropping the pass. Well, I didn't draft him. Who drafted him? Okay. Ken Dorsey was supposed to help out this offense. How's the offense looked? Has the offense looked confused 2 out of the first 3 weeks? So we don't have an identity there, and we're all just waiting for Nick Chubb, who's coming off of one of the most serious leg injuries I think we've ever seen in a Browns uniform. And so what, we're going to sit here and wait for Nick Chubb to save us? Great. Awesome. Even Nick Chubb needs an offensive line. I'll be emotional when Nick Chubb hits the field again. Don't get me wrong. I love Nick Chubb, just like any other Browns fan, but I don't expect him to save the day. Mm-mm.
Well, I do have a question about that before we get to the calls.
What?
That offensive line was so bad yesterday. I mean, we could have a nuanced debate about whether Watson could possibly, or any quarterback could possibly, have played behind that line yesterday. That I think it's a legitimate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned, he had some on-target throws that I was like, whoa. And Amari Cooper, that chemistry was back. There were some reasons to have some belief yesterday. But way too many drives, way too many blitzes. They never adjusted. The offense, the coaches, Deshaun, they never really adjusted. My question is, if that's what the line is all year, does anybody have a shot?
If that can't be the line all year. If you're getting sacked 7 times a game, for crying out loud, that can't be the line all year. Something's got to change. I don't know what it is. Again, we miss Bill Callahan. Okay, but I have to look at the guy who replaced him. What is he doing? And at this point, in the second half of that game, what else could you do? They moved Joel Bitonio over to tackle. They bumped over Ethan Posick over to guard. They brought in Nick Harris to handle center duties. I got DeJuan Jones, who's walking around on one leg, had to come back into the football game because they didn't have anybody else. I mean, it's not good. Just not good. And if they play like that, then there's no point of even having any of these discussions. Because then you really can't evaluate the quarterback. Can't do that. There's more than enough excuses for him. And just, again, the payroll, the paycheck that he gets would end a lot of those discussions. I know what you guys were chanting at the stadium yesterday. I know. And they might have to reach a point where they walk through that door. I just don't think it's going to be anytime very, very soon. Anthony and Kent, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. Real quick, while on hold, you said something, Ken, that really ticked me off.
I'm sorry.
You said that you're not going to be a fanatic here. You know what? People wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning when they don't have to listen to you. If you don't want to be a fan, go to the afternoons or the evenings so we can not listen.
Whoa.
We need you to be a fan.
Whoa. I'm always a fan. What do you mean by me not being a fan or me? I just...
We,
Anthony,
We need emotional Ken. We want emotional Ken. We tune in for emotional Ken. Sports are after the fact on your show, believe it or not. As a compliment to you, no.
But I thank you. But I can't. It can't just be a cup of coffee. You can't just order it up. Something's really got to get me going here. Do you think I like having a talk about this? Like there's people. There were some. I'll tell you something. Stay on the phone with me, Anthony. Somebody sent me a thing. Well, you love this. Your ratings are better. Your pockets are lined. But somebody sent me that tweet. I go, buddy. I can tell you, 13 years of experience here on this station since day one. I can at hand in a court of law. Get any judge you want, and I'll say it in a court of law. Our numbers are better when the team's good. 2016, yeah, 2017, the numbers were as bad as they can get. I'm not allowed to talk about these things, but I'll go ahead and I'll tell everybody. I can't speak for every radio show host that's ever hosted in this city. I will tell you for this show, at least for us, the numbers aren't good when the team is lousy and people give up on them. They're not. So I don't like talking about this from a personal standpoint, certainly not from a professional standpoint, and all my friends are Browns fans. You think I like having them having a bad Monday morning? Hell no. Do you think I like them having to be on the hook, feel like they're on the hook for a quarterback that can't get out of his own way, for an offensive line that can't block up for him, for a coach that's back on the hot seat with everybody, for a general manager who we put out laser eyes and 4D chess memes for, who seemed to, who cannot physically, emotionally, spiritually, draft a wide receiver that can hold on to the damn ball. All these other wide receivers get to go to all these other teams, and we can't figure one out to be drafted by this football team. We got to trade and give up so much money and so many picks for all these guys. We sit there and shoot laser eyes all over the damn place. We can't find a wide receiver. So I have to sit here, and I got to make a bunch of excuses for it because I don't want to see the truth because I'm a fan. Now that's where we're at. Sorry, Anthony, no, I was yelling even not at you. I was yelling at the whole state of the situation. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Ken. Okay, now, up until this week, the offensive line, I have two things to say about our coaching staff. The offensive line, the pre-snap penalties and stuff they've had, this is stuff you learn from Porter's North Vikings Pee-wee football when I played all the way to I graduated high school. You don't need a coach to not make those kind of mistakes. That's on the professional football players making millions of dollars to not jump, to not have formation issues. That's on them. When you start having the injuries like this, then you maybe look at a coach being able to plug in and do some special things. Now, Kevin Stefanski, you said you were talking about this is who they are. That's on him. Either two things are happening. Either he's surprised on Sundays when they play the game because they're not translating what he did on the damn practice field to the game field, or B, he's not surprised. And the team that we see is his team. It's what he is doing during the week. We can talk about the stupid decisions like going for two when it's 13-21. So you either going to be winning the game with an extra point or having to have two-point conversions. Those are stupid things. But this is the team that you say that's who they are. That's the team that Kevin Stefanski's forming. Love you guys.
Anthony, thank you very much for the call. He spoke to that, by the way, in the postgame. I have to find the clip. He did speak about that. They're going for it. I don't necessarily remember which clip it was. Do you remember? Oh, there it is. 03. Do you got that 03 there? Or no, that was going for it with 3 minutes left on fourth down. That's what it was. Not the going for two. At least he made the going for two.
What did you think of that decision, by the way?
I was a little bit, I don't know. Anytime I question these things, the big brain analytics people tell me I'm stupid, so I'm still waiting to see the explanation for it. That's all. That's what I'm looking for there. So
I was shocked. I really was.
You were shocked.
I couldn't believe it. But that was that. Those plays down there, those are the one or two plays that actually they worked, where your receivers could make their move. They cooked those defensive backs, and the only thing I could think of was, you know, they had two of their defensive backs. They already had a really bad secondary, and they had two of their backs were already out of there. And that was when Judy and Amari Cooper actually worked their magic right down there.
Do we want to do Lima Likes next?
There's so much.
Yeah.
So much from the weekend.